I'm John Batson with David Livingston. This is Hotel Mars Episode N, and we're speaking to Professor Jamie J. Bach. He is the Marvin L. Goldberger Professor of Physics at Caltech and the Senior Research Scientist at Jet Propulsion Lab, and his specialty right now is a magic robot called Sphere-X, looking at the universe. Well, you're going to solve the origin of the universe, Jamie, so you've got an unlimited budget. What's next?
Okay, boy, this is great. So I'm really interested in the origins of the universe, how the universe came about, and it likely came about through, you know, exotic physics that, you know, we don't understand. But I am also an experimentalist. So, you know, before I go off and spend your unlimited amount of money, I have to say that the first order of business for me would really still be to look at the Sphere-X data, because it's kind of the first measurement of its kind to look through the large-scale structure of galaxies for signatures of the Big Bang. And I, you know, before building the next thing, I want to see how that process works and what it has to tell us, so that I don't just go off, you know, into some corner based on what I think I know now. There's definitely room for improvement. There's a lot more information that we could extract from the universe to tell us about the beginnings. And, you know, improved version of Sphere-X, or studying the properties of the polarization of the microwave background, are ways to get out that epic. But, you know, I do build upon what has been done in the past, so I will be patient with spending your unlimited budget.
Did I hear you say that we need a different physics, a new physics? Our physics is not adequate? I misunderstood that.
Well, that's right. So the very beginning of the universe, they think there was this rapid expansion called inflation, where the universe, the space itself, expanded more rapidly than the speed of light. And that is possible in Einstein's equations, but you need some substance with special properties. And we don't know of anything quite like it in our models of high energy physics today. And it's likely that this energy exceeds what we can access from giant particle accelerators. So it's really in a new regime. And therefore, you know, what could cause this is an area of active speculation among my theory colleagues. So yeah, the universe may be our best laboratory for understanding this early time. That's so important, you know, it put the bang in the Big Bang, if you like.
Professor, you're going to build the Library of Alexandria, filled with data from Sphere-X, and then you'll figure out what you're going to build next.
That's basically what I'm saying, yeah. Look first before, taking the next jump.
Professor Jamie Bach, Marvin L. Goldberger Professor of Physics, Caltech, Jet Propulsion Lab, Senior Research Scientist working on Sphere-X to solve everything. David Livingston, Dr. Space of the Space Show, Hotel Mars Episode N.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.